And now the moment you've been waiting for. And now the moment you've been waiting for. There was also the Elvis Presley stamp. One design was young 1950s Elvis. And then, of course, fat, disgusting pig 1970s Elvis.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Delicious again.
Terrific. Now here's Alec Baldwin.
This is Alec Baldwin.
Mr. Morgan Freeman.
This is Morgan Freeman.
Here's Mr. Paul Newman.
Close your eyes.
Hello, my name is Jeff Ferguson, and you're listening to Time Travel, Chris Earl, on 91.5 WMFO. Hello, my name is Jeff Ferguson.
Okay, so I don't see Chris, so I'm going to put on something else. Hopefully he'll come momentarily. Sounds like that might be Chris coming through the door. There he is. All right, he's ready. You can get ready to time travel any second now.
Listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The show is called Time Travel with Chris Earl. Here with you until 7 p.m. If you're still at work, leave. Hello, time travelers. We're in 1972 today, and we'll jump around. This first song is a great song. I think it's about a car. Might be about sex. I don't know. Deep Purple. Enjoy time travel.
I'm not
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Hello, time travelers. My name is Chris Earle. I'm here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. This next one is Sounds from the Lounge. It's called Revenge here on Time Travel. God, that was exciting. My name is Chris Earle. Show's time job here with you till 7. So I'm reading the Tufts Daily from Wednesday, April 26th. So this is the last week's. People just kind of throw newspapers around here and leave them until somebody else throws it out for them. So or they recycle them. Who knows? Anyway, the Brown and Brew, which is downstairs here at Curtis Hall in Medford, is set to close after 20 years of operation. I'm reading this. It's by staff writer David Nickerson in the Tufts Daily, and it says that the Brown and Brew Coffee House is closing end of business day on August 11th after more than 20 years of operation. August 11th. Come on, it's April. Let's say May, June, July, August. It's like 3.5 months away. What are they putting in last week's paper for? Anyway, it says the mate made sense to close a cafeteria inside the new building, to locate a cafe in the new building. So once the decision is made, they're going to close the Brown and Brew. So there's going to be a new Kindle Van Cafe serving a variety of items, including hot food for lunch, salads, and coffee. Why does there always have to be a variety? Why can't it just be like coffee, smokes, Bud Light? That's all you really need. When I was in college, coffee, smokes, Bud Light. That was it. That was like a snack. It was breakfast. It was lunch. It was dinner. Then again, it was UMass Amherst. This is Tufts we're talking about. They need like soup flying around, deviled ham sandwiches, fish, some kind of fish. Anyway, we're going to feature espresso drinks and sushi, salads. See, sushi. The sushi, salads, and sandwiches. We'll have hot food. Possibly other breakfast items. Possibly. Come on. Possibly. Just throw out some oatmeal bars. Some faggy yogurt. Chobani. Whatever. And they're going to have smoothies. And juice and things like that. Anyway, Brown and Brew is closing. I enjoyed the Brown and Brew. I'd go down there every now and then, have a nice coffee and hang out and look like the oldest freshman since Rodney Dangerfield and back to school. So anyway, it says future plans for that, blah, 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 blah. It's like 12 paragraphs, and all it has to say is Brown and Brew's closing. We're opening up a fruity cafe in its place. Anyway, 20th anniversary. This is what got me, too. So Brown & Brew, 20th anniversary celebration. Prices discounted until April 27th, according to the dining website. This thing was published on April 26th. Where you get 10% off a coffee? I've been buying stuff there for almost 20 years.
I didn't even get to participate in the discount. And it's open till August 11th. Don't you have to get rid of everything? People, so cheap. Forget it. Done with that newspaper. Time travel here with you until 7 p.m. Coming up is a interview with Jim McDermott here on Time Travel. We're in 1972.
Song sung blue, everybody knows one. Song sung blue, every garden grows one. Me and you are subject to the blues now and then. But when you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again. You sing them out again. Song sung blue, weeping like a willow. Song sung blue, sleeping on my pillow. Funny thing, but you can sing it with a cry in your voice. And before you know it, get to feeling good. You simply got no choice. Subject to the blues now and then. But when you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again. Song sung blue, weeping like a willow. Song sung blue, sleeping on my pillow. Sing it with a cry in your voice. Before you know it, start feeling good. You simply got no choice.
Scratching the sand, let go of his hands. He says he's a beauty. sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Honestly, I wish more people got behind the wheel. I'm kind of sick of the population right now. We gotta be like China, you know? They only have one. I think you should have zero. There's so many awful people out there procreating. It's awful. And there's just people that don't even belong here anymore. That's my opinion. Should be like Logan's Run. You get to 30 and you're done. Try your best at your hopes and dreams, because after that, it's all over. You have to just deal with people the rest of that. And people are awful. People are just awful. What they do is they're in pain, and then they take it out on you. And then you project that pain. You either take it inward, like you're Jesus Christ or something, or you project it back out to somebody else. Or, in the best scenario, you give it right back to the person that gave it to you threefold. That's the best way to do it. At least that's my opinion. This next one goes out to all the lovers out there. It's the Spinners here on Time Travel. We're in 1972.
Isn't that nice? Those spinners. Could it be I'm falling in love with you, with you, with you? And then after you fall in love, there's always a morning after. This is Maureen McGovern here on Time Travel. We're in 1972. At least some of us are. I am right now. Time Travel till 7.
There's got to be a morning after. If we can hold on through the night, we have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the storm. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm? It's not too late. We should be giving. Only with love can we climb. It's not too late.
It's got to be a morning after. And I love that video. It's from the Poseidon. Somebody did a video from the Poseidon Adventure, and which is what that was from. And everybody's dying. Everybody's like going down. People are falling. It's like early Titanic. They're just like crashing through the ballroom and slamming into things. I'm like, man, this is good. We're not all going to make it out. The strong survive, people. The strong survive. We're 1972, Exile on Main Street, big album that year. This next one is from The Stones, and this goes out by request here on Time Travel.
Oh,
is the Stones, 1972. Or we'll jump somewhere else in a couple of minutes. We're going to stay in 1972 for a few more songs. Yeah, let's lighten up the load a little bit. Let's play one. Well, it's probably not the word that I would use that starts with C, but it's a good tune. I can think of a few words that start with C. I can think of two words that start with C, and people would blush.
Now, what starts with the letter C? Cookie starts with C. Let's think of other things that starts with C. Who cares about other things? C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh, C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Hey, you know what? A round cookie with one bite out of it looks like a C. A round donut with one bite out of it also looks like a C. But it is not as good as a cookie. Or the moon sometimes looks like a C, but you can't eat that. So, C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Yeah, C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Yeah, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh boy, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
Everybody's in movies, doesn't matter who you are. There are stars in every city, in every house and on every street. And if you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, their names are written in concrete. Don't step on Greta Garbo as you walk down the boulevard. She looks so weak and fragile, that's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on a throne. But she turned her back on stardom, because she wanted to be alone. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood. Succeeded and some who suffered in vain. Rudolph Valentino looks very much alive, and he looks up ladies' dresses as they sadly pass him by. Avoid stepping on Bela Lugosi, 'cause he's liable to turn and bite. Hers was such a lonely life. If you covered him with garbage, George Saunders would still have style. And if you stamped on Mickey Rooney, he would still turn round and smile. But please don't tread on dearest Marilyn, 'cause she's not very tough. She should have been made. She was only flesh and blood. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood. Suffered in vain. Everybody's a dreamer, and everybody's a star, and everybody's in showbiz. It doesn't matter who you are. And those who are successful, be always on your guard. Success walks hand in hand with failure along Hollywood Boulevard. I wish my life was a non-stop Hollywood movie show. A fantasy world of celluloid villains and heroes. Because celluloid heroes never feel any.
One of the greatest songs from one of the greatest bands. It's the Kinks with Celluloid Heroes. I want to play that at my funeral, or at least someone's funeral. I want to hear that song soon at a funeral because it's that good. It's so good. Let's go somewhere else. What do you think? Let's go somewhere else. Let's make the first trip. I was going to have a link with the Kinks, which rhymes, which is fun. But I also think it'd be worth it to go back to Maureen McGovern because I was enjoying that Maureen McGovern so much. I think we'll do that. Let me just put this little pow here. Ready? I'm going to make it official for the time travel show. It's an explosion and then Maureen McGovern. Here we go. Ready? Can I do it at the same time? Let's see what happens. All right. Nope. All right. Ready? Here we go. This is DJ Skill right here. From 1978.
Can you read my mind? Do you know what it is you do to me? Don't know who you are. Just a friend from another star. Here I am. Like a kid out of school, holding hands with a god, I'm a fool. Will you look at me? like a little girl shivering. You can see to the things I'm thinking of, wondering why you are all the wonderful things you are. You can fly, you belong to the sky, you and I belong to each the little girl shivering. You can see
about you, baby, my one desire. Gonna wrap my arms around you and hold you close to me. Oh, baby, I wanna taste your lips. I wanna be a fantasy, yeah. I don't know what I'd do without you, baby. Don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover, no, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how much I love you. Yeah. I wanna kiss you all over and over again. I wanna kiss you all over till the night closes in. Till the night closes in. Stay. Everything you do, 'cause baby, no one does it quite like you. Love you, need you, oh baby, I wanna kiss you all over.
guess mine is not the first heartbroken. My eyes are not the first to cry. I'm not the first to know there's just no getting over you.
There she goes. It's Dolly Parton. We're in 1978 right now. I'm going to play you one more from 1978, and then we'll go somewhere else. Time Travel's here with you every week from 5 to 7 p.m. As far as I know, it goes week to week, you know. Some weeks, not feeling like coming in. Other weeks.